Stanley nodded. He checked to make sure there was nothing living in it, then climbed down into a hole. Zero climbed into the one next to him. Despite having gone the wrong way for a while, it hadn't taken them nearly as long as Stanley had expected. Now they just had to wait. The sun cut through the cloud, and Stanley felt its rays beating down on him. But soon more clouds filled the sky, shading Stanley and his hole. He waited until he was certain the last of the campers had finished for the day. Then he waited a little longer. As quietly as possible, he and Zero climbed up out of their holes and crept toward camp. Stanley held the sack in front of him, cradled in his arms instead of over his shoulder, to keep the jars from clanking against each other. A wave of terror rushed over him when he saw the compound, the tents, the rec room, the warden's cabin under the two oak trees. The fear made him dizzy. He took a breath, summoned his courage, and continued. "That's the one," he whispered, pointing out the hole where he had found the gold tube. It was still about 50 yards away, but Stanley was pretty sure it was the right hole. There was no need to risk going any closer. They climbed down into adjacent holes and waited for the camp to fall asleep.
So Stanley's going to see if he can find Kate Barlow's buried treasure, and then he and Zero are going to try to escape. That's pretty brave. In fact, anyone who would go anywhere near that crazy warden has got to have a lot of courage. And what about Zero? He's pretty amazing. He's had such a hard and sad life. He had to sleep on a playground for a month when he was just a little boy. He doesn't know where his mother is. He's really dealt with a lot.